Now on to our final game, lightning fill in the blank. Each of our players has 60 seconds to answer as many questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Charlotte Pierce and Faith Saley have a tie for the lead, Peter. Each of them has 3 points, and Mo Rocca has 2.
All right. Mo, you're in third place, so you'll go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, BP agreed to plead guilty to negligence and misconduct charges and pay a record $4.5 billion fine in connection with the blank.
Deepwater Horizon spill.
Yes. Yeah. On Wednesday, President Obama held his first blank since the election.
Press conference.
Right. Just weeks after Windows 8 debuted, the executive in charge of Windows at blank abruptly departed on Monday.
Microsoft.
Yes, and a huge global recall on Wednesday. Blank recalled 2.77 million Priuses this week.
Toyota.
Right. Researchers in Taiwan have discovered that blanking is an effective way of guarding against the flu.
Oh, geez. Sleeping?
No, smoking meth.
Oh.
Actress Selena Gomez broke the heart of teen pop star Blank this week by dumping him.
Justin Bieber.
It's not you, it's yo. The blue and white gingham dress Judy Garland wore in the movie Blank sold for $480,000 at an auction last weekend.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, thanks to a daylight savings time miracle, an Ohio man blanked.
Something interesting happened. Daylight savings time, he missed getting hit by a train.
No. He was arrested twice for 2 separate DUIs at exactly the same time.
Wow.
This is what happened. It's 1:08 a.m. last Saturday night. Niles Gammon is stopped for drunk driving. He's arrested and released in the custody of a friend. An hour goes by. The same cop who arrested him driving his patrol car in the parking lot when some guy backs right into him.
Oh.
It's Niles Gammon, still drunk. And because the clocks had just been turned back, he was arrested again at 1:08 a.m. Gammon says he's learned his lesson and also found out his car is a time machine. Carl, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points and the lead.
Well done. All right. Okay. We have flipped a coin, and Faith is elected to go second. You're up next. Here we go. On Thursday, Xi Jinping took over as the new leader of Blank.
China.
Yes. On Wednesday, Blank announced that she would stay on as House Minority Leader.
Nancy Pelosi.
Right. In his first press conference since the election, President Obama defended the work of U.N. Ambassador Blank.
Susan Rice.
Right. Wanted by police in Belize, the man behind the computer security software company Blank went into hiding.
McAfee?
Yes. Now that the election is over, an Indiana man has finally admitted that his new Blank might not have been a good idea.
Romney tattoo on his face.
Yes, the Romney Ryan logo right there. This week, People magazine named Channing Tatum of the movie Magic Mike this year's Blank.
Sexiest man alive.
Yes, indeed. This week, Lance Armstrong officially cut ties with his cancer-fighting charity Blank.
Oh, Livestrong.
Yes. A California teen is recovering after she blanked while talking on her cell phone.
Stepped into a nest of rattlesnakes.
Yes, indeed. Very good. Elephant, of course, was walking around talking on her cell phone. Then, oh my God, there are rattlesnakes. Fortunately, she got great service in the rattlesnake pit, and she was able to call for help and get to the hospital. Carl, I think Faith did really well on that, did she?
A perfect round, Peter. 8 correct answers, 16
oh my
more
God.
Points. Ah! And that was 19 points and the lead.
Here we go, Charlie. This is for the game. Employees of Target and other retailers posted petitions online in an attempt to stop their stores from starting their blanks on Thanksgiving Day.
Black Friday?
Yeah, the Black Friday sales. Yeah. On Thursday, President Obama arrived in New York to tour the areas hardest hit by blank.
Superstorm Sandy.
Right. Hostilities erupted between Israel and militants as blank as they both launched attacks against each other.
Oh, Gaza.
Right. Chris Collins, a newly elected Republican member of Congress from New York, experienced some freshman awkwardness this week when he blanked.
Conceded.
No. When he showed up at a breakfast meeting for the Democrats. Comedian Janine Garofalo was surprised to discover this week that she has been blank for 20 years.
Buried.
Yes. Baseball fans in Miami were enraged after 5 key players were traded by the blanks on Wednesday.
The Marlins.
Right. A college student in Rhode Island had to be rescued by the fire department after she blanked.
Fell into a nest of rattlesnakes.
No, after she got stuck between two buildings.
Horizontally.
Yes. Sure, the alley was only 8 inches wide, but young, drunk Courtney Malloy was pretty sure that if she ran real fast, she could make it through. She didn't. Firefighters arrived to find her, and this is true, wedged in the crease horizontally and 2 feet off the ground. She was like, imagine that. Carl, did Charlie do well enough to tie?
Not Charlie even. Needed 8 correct answers to tie, but he had just 5 correct answers. So with 19 points, Faith Saley is this week's champion.
Well done, Faith.
Thank you.